In Greek mythology, the first woman, Pandora, who is there in a painting behind me, was created from clay, and each of the immortals added something to her to perfect her. Aphrodite gave her beauty, Hermes gave her persuasion, Athena gave her charm, and so on. And this is why her name means the all-gifted. She carried with her a jar. We've always heard Pandora's box. That's a bad translation from the Greek into the Latin. It was, in fact, a jar. So that's erroneous in the image as well. This painting is from 1898 by John Waterhouse. So in the myth, Pandora opened the jar, not the box, and inside the jar, Prometheus had put all of the evils of the world, and that's why Prometheus means foresight. In a moment of curiosity, Pandora took the plug out of the jar, opened it up, and all of those evils escaped. And according to the myth, that is why we suffer. She put the plug back, but not in time for them all to escape, but one thing. And the one thing that did not escape the jar that still lies at the bottom is hope. Pandora took a risk in opening the jar. And in this case, the risk had some very serious, unforeseen, and unintended consequences. But every risk carries with it an element of the unknown. If we always knew what would happen when we took a risk, it wouldn't be a risk. It would be called a consequence of the action. If the jar Pandora had contained olive oil, when she opened it, there wouldn't have been much of a risk, right? She'd just be opening up the jar. We take a risk when we do something amid uncertainty. It's part of what it means to take a risk. When my wife and I both left academia in 2015, we were taking a risk. We moved to Richmond so I could attend seminary and pursue a career in UU ministry, but she hadn't yet found a job when we made the move. Big risk. We also didn't fully appreciate until we were here how depressed Richmond's economy is, nor did we expect her to encounter the level of anti-intellectualism she did as she searched for a job. It took quite a number of months, as you could imagine, very stressful months for us, as we steadily cannibalized our savings. And for a time, we deeply regretted our decision. The risk looked stupid, in fact. But she did eventually get a job directing the academics at the Wayne County Boys and Girls Club. For my part, I recently completed my seminary degree. I've completed a pastoral education course, and of course, I am nearly complete with my UU internship as well. And yet, ministry is not a career you will necessarily be able to do just because you want to and you take the right steps. Some variables are not entirely within our control, and lots of other people, from the people giving us psychological evaluations to the panel I'll have to sit before at the UUA, they all get to weigh in on whether or not I'll ultimately be able to become a minister. So while I'm doing well in my training, there is no certainty, even at this stage, that I will indeed become a minister. Now, don't get me wrong, I think my odds are looking pretty good, but nonetheless, it is not an absolute certainty and remains an ongoing risk, even 3 years into the process. And despite the ongoing risk, I am glad I made the change, as I was not happy in the department, location, and career that I was in. The famous Rabbi Maimonides, often called the Second Moses, said, quote, "The risk of a wrong decision is preferable to the terror of indecision." Author Mark Twain wrote something similar, quote, "20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the ones you did." So throw off the bow lines, sail away from the safe harbor, catch the trade winds in your sails. Explore, dream, discover. I had thoughts like those expressed by Maimonides and Twain back in 2014 when I made the decision to make this change in my career. I and my wife with me took a risk, but not taking the risk would have kept us trapped in a place we had grown weary of being in. Our risk appears as if it is heading toward the place we had hoped that it would. But what about when risks go awry and head in a direction you feared or did not expect, or it was just plain not good, as it was for Pandora? Just because a risk does not pay off in the way we imagine does not mean there is not wisdom that we can gain from it. A quote from an anonymous source puts it this way, quote, "Take risks. If you win, you will be happy. If you lose, you will be wise." When we're in the moment when a career change does not work out, or a business venture fails, or a leap of love does not work out, we're likely to be in a place of hurt and sadness and not ready to look for the wisdom. However, when we're ready, and if we're willing to seek it, wisdom can always be found. One of those pieces of wisdom may be to remind ourselves of the courage it takes to take a risk. There is personal growth to be had in even trying. Author Leo Buscaglia, nicknamed Dr. Love in the 80s, asserted that risks free us. He wrote, quote, "The person who risks nothing, does nothing, has nothing, is nothing, and becomes nothing. They may avoid suffering and sorrow, but they simply cannot learn, feel, change, grow, or love. Chained by their certitude, they are a slave. They have forfeited their freedom. Only the person who risks is truly free." Risk then allows us to live, to make meaningful choices. It prevents us from being confined to the shadows of safety. It keeps us from being confined and obscured from the vision of others and sidelined in life. Instead, risk propels us out into the world, into relationship with others. Risk can be the fuel that help us to live and to thrive instead of merely surviving. In fact, the biggest risk just might be the one we don't take. Dreams are composed of risk. Stasis is composed of safety. Astronaut Neil Armstrong once said, quote, "There can be no great accomplishment without risk." The first human being to touch the moon just might know something about great accomplishments. Being willing to be propelled onto the moon with 1969 technology was indeed a risk. I don't know if you've ever seen a picture of that capsule. Oh man, as the kids would say, hell to the no. Right? There's no way I'm going to get in that capsule. Right? Headed to the moon. But in 1969, maybe that looked sci-fi and modern, I'm sure. Anyway, I'd never get in it. A second piece of wisdom we can gain from taking risks is hope. At the bottom of Pandora's jar remained hope. The myth of Pandora is offering us the moral lesson that even amid human suffering, hope will always be present. So even when risks transpire in unexpected ways, or they just plain fail, hope still remains. Hope remains because guess what? None of us have a quota on how many risks we can take. No one assigned you a limit. Where can limitations come from? Ourselves. So if some risk does not go as we hoped, it may, of course, make us cautious to try again, and that's okay. That caution can be a time to learn. And that's a third source of wisdom we can gain from taking risks. It is good common sense that we don't take the same risk in the same way again. Learning from our risks and taking a more educated risk in the future, that's called learning. We need to seek out that learning. Hope will assist us in doing so by providing faith that a future risk remains worthwhile. Hope can help get us unstuck when we grow fearful of taking additional risks. Journalist Linda Ellerbe once said, quote, "If you are taking a risk, what you are really saying is, I believe in tomorrow and I will be part of it." So friends, as we enter this week, let's be gentle with ourselves about the risks we have taken, are taking, and will take. Let us always remember and celebrate that it takes courage to take risks. Let us always remember to rekindle our hope when risks do not go as planned. And let us always learn from our risks to make it easier to lean into tomorrow. So be it, and so may it be.